The British soul singer and songwriter Corinne Bailey Rae made a big splash when she debuted in 2006 with her single Put Your Records On. The album landed on the Billboard charts. It sold millions of copies. And Corinne Bailey Rae earned a handful of Grammy nominations. Now she's back with her second album. It's called The Sea. Reviewer Tom Moon says this album is even more impressive than her debut.
When a young singer has a hit right out of the gate, the way Corinne Bailey Rae did, you can usually guess what comes next. More of the same. It's understandable. These days, nobody in the music business likes to mess with success. That's one reason Bailey Rae's follow-up is so interesting. It's hardly a replica of what worked last time. Oh, you did it all again. You broke another skin. It's hard to believe this time. It's hard to believe. Bailey Rae's second effort is a massive leap forward. As a songwriter, she's taking on deeper, more serious subjects, and she's become an absolutely fearless singer. After her debut, Bailey Rae was living the dream. She toured all over the world and collaborated with several of her idols, including legendary singer Al Green. Then, in early 2008, while she was working on this album, her husband died suddenly. He's a real life wife. He's the best of his kind. Bailey Rae spent months in seclusion. She says that when she returned to work, she was surprised to discover that songs she completed before the tragedy still resonated. She'd already been writing about grief. The title track describes a canoeing accident in which Bailey Rae's grandfather died. She pushed herself further in that direction, writing several songs that remember her late husband. This one's called Are You Here? Sadness runs throughout Bailey Rae's second album. It even lurks between the lines of upbeat tunes that showcase her fierce, intensely rhythmic delivery. Armchair pop culture psychologists will say that Bailey Rae's growth is the direct result of the death of her husband. That's an inevitable conclusion, but it shortchanges her. What I hear in her mesmerizing vocals and the album's delicate blend of jazz, soul, and pop is a profound artistic restlessness. She didn't just confront her grief. She pushed past whatever worked for her before until she landed on a sound that's thrilling and at times even bold.
The new album from Corinne Bailey Rae is called The Sea. Our reviewer is Tom Moon. You can hear the entire album at npr.org. So
young. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.